Namaste. Today we are talking about the chapter 1 in Ashtanga Hridayam, which talks about Ayu or life of Ayurveda and you know what we should do if we desire a long life. So the very first few verses talk about the four purusharthas or the four aims and objectives of life. Goes something like this. Ayuhu kamaya manena dharmartha sukh sadhanam ayurvedopadeshesu videyah paramadarah. So this verse talks about the four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama and moksha. So what is dharma? It is our path of righteousness or ethics. Artha is making money or lakshmi in an ethical and legal way. Kama means fulfilling our desires. And moksha means at the end of our life, you know, withdrawing from the material world and moving towards a spiritual salvation. Now let's talk about another verse. This one talks about the eight branches of Ayurveda called Ashtanga Ayurveda. So this goes something like this. Kaya bala graho dvanga shalya damstram jara vrishan ashtavanga nitasyahu chikitsa yeshu samshrita. So there are eight branches. The first one is kaya chikitsa, which is like a internal medicine or medicine related to agni. Bala chikitsa, which is pediatrics and women, especially prenatal and postpartum women. Graha means psychiatry, and jyotish would also be part of graha. And urdhvanga would be ear, nose and throat. Shalya chikitsa would be surgery. Damstra would be agratantra, toxicology. Jara would be geriatrics, and Vrishya would be rasayana or tonics or aphrodisiacs. Here goes the next one. This verse talks about the state of agni or digestive fire. Taira bhaved vishama tikshnau mandashchagnihi samay samaha. Meaning, there are four states. The first one is vishama, which is usually seen in a vata person. Tikshna is usually seen in a pitta person. Manda, agni, usually seen in a kapha person. And samayaha samaha, that means a balanced agni, the most balanced. Obviously, balance of each person is going to be right. Now we're coming to the qualities of vata. Tatra rukshau laghu shita karha sukshma shalonila. So ruksha means dry. So qualities of vata person includes dry hair, dry skin, generally dryness in the body. Laghu means light. So body weight is light. They might be light sleepers. Shita meaning they can feel very cold. Kara means roughness. So the skin can become rough. Sukshma meaning minute. So they have this clarity. They can be very intuitive. Chala, movement. That is why vata person love to move and dance and exercise and so on. Now let's move on to the qualities of pitta. Pittam sasneha tikshnoshnam laghu visram saram dravam. Sasneha means a little bit oily. Tikshna means very sharp, like they have a sharp appetite or they have a sharp intellect. Ushna means hot. They feel very hot. Laghu, lightness. Visra, that they can have like a fleshy smell. Sara, meaning they can be fluid, like the liquid flows. And the last one is drava. Drava means liquid. All right, let's go on to the qualities of kapha. Snigdha shitau gurur manda shlakshnau mritsanah stira kapha. Snigdha, oily. Shita, very cold. Guru, heavy. Manda, slow. Shlakshna, smooth and clear. Mritsna, slimy. Stira, stable, are the qualities of kapha.